Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. Tell me about a mistake that you made. Kung yan ang tanong sa iyong job interview, ano ang sasabihin mo? Yan ang pag-uusapan natin in this new Get Hired podcast episode. Alright, so what are you going to say kapag sinabi na tell me about a mistake that you made? Let's look at the stakes muna, no? Kapag sinabi natin na nagkamali tayo at one point, tapos hindi tayo ready with our answer, ang tendency niyan would be damaging lang siya sa'yo. Diba? Kasi magsasabi ka na, okay, I made this mistake. I ordered the wrong number, kunwari, ng gamit and the company lost 100,000 pesos. No? Kung ganun lang yung sasabihin mo, tapos wala ka ng follow-up, mahirap makabawi. Diba? Magiging medyo colored yung pananaw sa iyo nung hiring manager or nung future boss mo. Isipin niya na ako, baka gawin niya yan sa company namin. So, the way that we respond to this challenge or to this request na magsabi ka ng mistake that you made should be smart. Dapat isipin natin, paano ko to i-frame? And paano ko to babaliin so that at the end of this conversation, they will still feel confident about hiring me. Okay? Now, the first tip, kasi I have four for you right now, which could also serve as your outline when you're answering this, no? The first tip is to define what a mistake is for you. Okay, this is the golden opportunity for you to use one of our favorite magic lines na tinuro ko sa inyo dun pa lang sa mga first few videos on YouTube sa ating Get Hired playlist at syempre sa mga podcast episode din dito sa Get Hired podcast, no? Yung sinasabi ko sa inyo lagi na everything is a learning experience. From the good, you learn what to do. From the bad, you learn what not to do. So maybe you could say something like, I did make a mistake before, but I don't call it a mistake because I believe that everything is a learning experience. From the good, you learn what to do. From the bad, you learn what not to do. And I took that as a learning experience. I learned a valuable lesson from that. Okay? So again, you frame it. Frame it well. Na yes, it was a mistake. Hindi mo naman diminish yung fact na yon. But from this mistake, you learned something important na ibabaunin mo dun sa iyong bagong role or dun sa company nila. Okay? Na medyo na-mention ko na rin yung second tip, which is for you to take ownership. This is very important. Now, I know some people would go to yung route na ang sasabihin nila would be, I made this mistake but it wasn't my fault. No, it was this person's fault. It was because of the weather or because I was in a bad mood or because I wasn't feeling too well at that time. So, again, no, pwede ka magturo kung ano yung kasalanan ng iba or hindi mo naman talaga kasalanan, gano'n, no? Pero if you do that, you're at risk of the person pointing out na, well, if it's not your mistake because it's someone else's fault, then maybe you could talk about something that you really did or something or a mistake that you actually made. So again, babalik ka lang doon sa square one. So what you need to do here would be to take full ownership over your mistake. Now, yung iba takot dito, no? Parang ayoko magsabi na may pagkakamali ako, baka hindi na ako piliin. But using the right framing nga and the right words, this can actually prove to yung hiring manager or your future boss, kasi sila naman usually nag-interview sa'yo, that you are someone who takes ownership over their own actions and their own decisions. And at the end of the day, gusto namin yun eh. Gusto natin yun. Ako pa nag-interview din ako ng mga magiging empleyado, hinahanap ko yun. Kasi kung yung tao, turo lang siya ng turo sa ibang tao kapag may mga mistake, I wouldn't want that person on my team. Kasi baka mamaya, kung may nagkamali sa team namin, ako pa ituro niya, di ba? Imbis na mag-take siya ng ownership over his or her own mistake. So again, you have to take ownership. Now, let me give you an example, no? Kung paano ko to sasagutin. If, kunwari lang, ako ay bumalik siguro a few years back nung hindi pa ako content creator, nung ako ay, sabihin natin, katatapos ko lang sa first corporate job ko. If someone asks me about the mistake that I made, I would probably say something like this. Once I told a client that I will have an answer for them by the end of the day. And I promised that client that I would get back to him as soon as possible. And again, within the day, without realizing that the question that he asked is something that I couldn't answer for him. That I didn't have all the information necessary for me to make that promise. So ang nerve or ang vain nitong answer nito is nag-overpromise ako. So I got a call from a client. This client wasn't mine. It was under another person within my team. And because they were upset, they were already so upset, I wanted to appease them. I was a little bit scared that they were going to be mad at me. And so to avoid that conflict, I just nodded in an agreement. I just said yes to what they were asking for. And I promised something that I didn't know I wouldn't be able to deliver. So yun yung pinaka mistake ko. Okay, ang mistake ko is I didn't have all the information sa harap ko and I made a promise to a client. Okay, and of course at the end of the day wala akong sagot kasi kulang pala yung papers, kulang pala yung papeles, na may pending case pala talaga siya as in for litigation. So wala akong maisasagot sa kanya. And of course I had to call that client right back and tell him na ang sagot ko pa rin sa kanya after everything, after putting in so much time researching yung case, ang answer ko pa rin is that it's not up to us. That I still don't have a specific date for him sa kung kailan niya ma-expect yung, sabihin natin, pera niya or something like that, no? So again, yun yung sitwasyon. And again, you would see that I'm using the pronoun I a lot. And even if I mentioned na hindi ko siya case or hindi ko siya client kasi it's from another person in my team, I didn't say na okay kasi itong client na to hindi akin to, yung teammate ko iniwasan siya. Or nagtago yung teammate ko, pinasa sa akin, or hindi ako nagturo. No, I just mentioned it fleetingly kasi ano lang yun, matter of fact lang, pero without pointing any fingers. So my mistake was making a promise that I couldn't deliver on. And I made that promise because I felt na may urgency na kailangan ko sumagot right away. Okay? So again, tip number 2, take full ownership. Alright, so first 2 tips, define your mistake. Number 2, take full ownership. Tip number 3, you have to spend more time talking about what you did to fix the mistake than describing the actual mistake. Okay, so again, spend more time talking about your fix or the fix. How did you make up for it? What did you do after realizing that you made a mistake? Now, in my case, again, talking about yung nangyari sa client ng teammate ko, what I would say would be this. Even if I didn't have an answer for him like I promised, I knew that I had to own up to my mistake. So I gave him a call and told him that it was my mistake to promise that I would give him a definite answer by the end of the day without knowing all the information about the case. And after spending the rest of the day figuring out all the information and trying to piece everything together, I realized that the date for when he can expect his check doesn't depend on our company, but on a lot of other moving parts. And instead of giving him a date right now, what I could do would be to make sure that I keep myself posted on the goings-on of that transaction, and I will give him an update as soon as I find out anything new. I also made a promise that he wouldn't need to go through the entire gamut of trying to reach someone in my department. I would have a note on his account for either his particular client representative or me to give him a call as soon as we find out anything new. Okay, so again, ang sitwasyon na yon would be this. Sinasabi ko na yung mistake ko, and here's what I did. So narealize ko, okay, hindi pala kompleto yung information. So I gave the client a call. Okay, so yun, nandun na yun. Anong plus points doon? Okay, may initiative ako. It shows na kahit hindi ko yung mistake or kahit hindi ko yung client, okay, I took the blow, no? Tinanggap ko yon kasi ako naman yung nagkamali. Okay, ownership, full ownership. And then, next, I explained na, okay, ito yung sitwasyon. And I made a promise this time that I can really do, okay, or I can really fulfill. I made a promise that I would put a note on his account and I would reach out to him personally. Okay? I also gave him a little bit of relief in saying na, okay, next time po, hindi nyo na kailangan tumawag, alam mo yun, sa hotline at mag-go through all the process ng trying to reach a representative. Ako na yung, ano, same outgoing call na to. Ako na yung tatawag, ako na yung mag-i-initiate ng contact with him. And sa totoo lang, the client appreciated that at the end of the day. So I could also talk about that. Na yun pala, kaya pala siya galit kasi nga medyo matanda na siya, advanced in age na siya, nahihirapan na siya mag-input ng information niya over the phone. So hassle yun sa kanya. So ang kinakagalit niya, more than yung case kasi naiintindihan naman daw niya, and again, this is a real situation, no? Na-explain niya naman sa akin na naiintindihan ko na yun nga, maraming paperwork. And of course, kasi involved ng ang courts and ng government, mabagal talaga yon. Pero naiinis siya no sa proseso ng kailangan niya pa tumawag every time for an update, no? So yun yung, again, one of the things that you can talk about. Talk about what you did to fix the problem. Alright? And then, here's your landing, no? So nasabi mo na, again, yung mistake, yung ano yung definition mo na mistake, nasabi mo na yung mistake mo, you took ownership over it, you spent more time talking about your fix. Dito na tayo sa fourth part. How do you land this? How do you make sure that you leave the conversation with the person you're talking to feeling good about you? Okay? You have to talk about the lesson you learned. Okay? Now, how do you do that? You could say something like this, no? Kung magayong case ko, I could say something like, now, one thing that I learned from that experience is, no matter how scared I am, or no matter how worried I am, whatever the situation may be, I should never promise anything that I'm not sure I could fulfill. I need to have more information on my plate. I need to know more about the case before I say anything. And I would rather face the wrath of the person talking to me. I would rather repeat over and over again that I am unready to give him a promise. Or I could maybe just give him another hour or two for when he can expect a call back from me. But I will not be pressured into saying yes or making a promise if I'm not ready. Okay? So again, no, nakita natin dito na, okay, meron siyang mistake, nagkamali siya, pero ito yung ginawa niya at ito yung natutunan niya out of it. So now, you will leave that conversation with the other person thinking na, okay, gusto ko to. Kasi kung siya yung magtatrabaho sa akin, hindi siya tatangutang-ulang. No? You know how sometimes we Filipinos especially, no, we feel uncomfortable if the other person is upset. Or even if hindi, no, sanay tayo mag-yes. Or opo-opo, yes. Or tango tayo ng tango, especially if we feel stressed. No? It takes a different kind of reserve or parang ibang klaseng paninindigan to say that you cannot give an answer right away because you don't have all the information right now. So, kailangan yun sa kumpanya, ng kahit anong kumpanya, sa totoo lang, kahit hindi customer service yan, kahit ano pa yan, kahit procurement pa yan, di ba? Na hindi ka mape-pressure no matter who you're talking with, na sasabihin mo pa rin kung ano yung totoo. Okay? So again, after nun, kahit na nagkamali ka, di ba, parang naibawi mo and humigit pa dun sa mga napag-usapan earlier. Okay? So again, this is a tricky question to answer, but if you're ready with your story, kasi all this is naman talaga storytelling, then you shouldn't be scared. Kasi you're just going to speak out of your heart, no? Ako rin going through this with you sa podcast na to, wala naman din akong script. Pero just speaking from your heart, trying to move the story along, will really help your case. Okay? So hopefully nakatulong yan sa inyo when it comes to answering this job interview question or request. Hindi naman kasi siya question, no? Pero if you want more, don't forget to follow this podcast. Thank you sa inyong lahat who keep listening to the podcast and sharing it with your friends. All of you then who share your experiences sa mga na-hire na tinatag ako sa posts nila or nagko-comment sa mga YouTube videos or sa Twitter or sa Facebook. Maraming salamat sa inyo. You all encourage me to keep going and keep these episodes coming. Alright? Thanks, guys. And if you want to request your own job interview question na gusto nyong sagutin ko, go ahead and reach out to us sa Get Hired by Team Laika at Facebook. Nasa Facebook page natin yan. Hanapin nyo na lang siya sa Facebook at sasagutin natin yung ibang mga requests niyo soon. Alright? Now, I hope this episode helps you land your dream job. Kaya niyan, I believe in you, and I'll talk to you next time.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.